Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the first week of June. We have rain, we have heat, and summertime is always a good time to add color to your landscape. Tropical plant expert Mark Peters of Peters Crop Nursery is joining us from his greenhouses to tell us about his weekend open house now through July. You'll want to see the unusual tropical plants he and Deirdre sell. Joni gives us the buzz on cicadas, and we get ready to hear the sounds of summer from cicadas. We're also waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. It's a new number, or you can text us at 23680. We'd love to have you call in with your garden question. Tom Benson's at the controls. Tom McCubbin and I are co-hosting from our homes, and Joni's here too. So please join us as we make sure you get the gardening information you need.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. Tom, Joni, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are fine. Yes.
It is nice and rainy and I always love that. Tom, you always like to start off with a question to get people thinking about gardening. So here's my question for you and Joni and Tom Benson. How many croton varieties do you think there are in the world?
You know,
okay, so your choices are...
Okay.
25, 100, 675, or 1,300 croton varieties in the world? What's your guess?
Joni?
1,300.
1,300, wow. Tom.
I like the way Joni talks. Yeah, 1300 for me.
I'm going to go with that too.
1300. Okay. Well, the answer is 675 different types.
Wow.
According to the, there is a Croton book on encyclopedia on it, and there's 675 different varieties. So we're going to learn about some of them because you always see the same two or three in the garden centers. And so we're going to have an opportunity to find out some new ones. So, this is, as a landscape designer, I don't do cookie cutter landscapes. Tom, do you know what I mean by that, cookie cutter landscapes?
Yes, yes. One looks right like the other one, one after the other.
They all look the same. And the more diverse your landscape is, the healthier it's going to be. So I've never designed the same landscape twice. And so I love doing that. I love designing and using plants that are not so common. And they're, you know, unique, and everybody goes, oh, what's that plant you have? And so that's what I love to do. So I love finding new and unusual Crotons, and we're going to be talking about that today. I'd like to tell everyone that if you're new to Florida, the must-have gardening books are by Tom McCubbin. They include month-by-month gardening in Florida, and I've been doing radio for about 20 years now, and I always took the month-by-month gardening book in with me so that I could answer questions that I didn't know. So that's a must-have book. And then there's also the Florida's Getting Started Garden. Tom, where can they get those?
You know, the best place to get them is at their local garden center if they carry books. And at the bookstores, they will have them, but up online. And you know what? I tell people if they can find one that's used, that's even the better. I buy lots of used books, gardening books, and you might have little messages in there. people have written and kind of follow-ups. And so and sometimes you'll find just a little bit dirty on one edge or something. You know, they've been put to good use.
There you go. Well, hour number one, we have Mark Peters. He's joining us from his nursery, Peters Croton Nursery in Vero Beach. He's going to talk to us about his famous collection of Crotons and Cortelines. He also has bromeliads and orchids. I can tell you, from visiting him and seeing his plants at the Lou Gardens plant sale, I have never seen such colors or leaf shapes and styles of Crotons and Cortelines that Mark has. So I can't wait to talk to him. Yeah, and in hour number two, Tom, you're going to be talking to Lance Walheim.
Yes, can't wait, because Lance is also going to talk about how he grew some great blueberries and sunflowers. I meant to send you pictures of them, and I forgot to do that. But he has produced a great crop. Let me back up a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of people may not know what cortelines are. You want to tell us? I'm sure Mark will tell us also, but maybe we ought to tell everybody now.
Well, cortelines is the professional garden, the genus of the Hawaiian ties. And so when you see those pink and burgundy tropical plants in the landscape, we call those Red Sisters, Hawaiian ties. Those are the common names for them. And then also cortelines is the name of the species, and also the common name for them. So I love them, and I think they add such a bright color to the landscape, and it looks so good with green. What do you think?
I just tell her by their types of dracaenas, really. So they're all out there. It's kind of neat. Yes.
They are. And so dracaenas, I mean, and what's nice about them is that you can cut them off and they just start to sprout out again from the top, you know. So if they start to get leggy, they're real easy to care for. And Joni, you have that up on Better Lawns and Gardens website on how to take care of Crotons.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that. So the gotta do's this morning, Tom, what are you doing in the garden?
You know, right now I am pulling weeds.
They're everywhere, are they not, with the rain?
I want to tell you that the rains that we've had have really produced lots of weeds, and I have one weed called pigweed, which is really, really anchored in. But let me tell you just a little bit about what some other of our friends and listeners have been doing. Jim, for instance, has been harvesting corn, and he said he put up 16 pints of cut corn.
Wow!
Yeah, him and his wife, and he's getting eggplant, peppers, tomatoes, butternut squash are forming. And then Beverly in Tallahassee accused me of bragging because I told her that we had about an inch and a half of rain, and she said they got 1/8 of an inch of rain this week.
Well, you know, they're still in a drought situation in North Florida. You know, Central Florida and South Florida is out of the drought situation. We're still under Tom Benson, you told me how much under are we for the year?
Well, as of Thursday, we were 6 inches underneath our total.
Yeah.
Wow.
6 inches behind. Mm. But Beverly said that she got about an eighth of an inch, but she said it's been great for tomatoes. She harvested 13 Cherokee purple tomatoes from six plants weighing about 8 pounds, almost half a pound each. She's gotten 3 pounds of Juliet, all this in one day. And she said things are doing very well, especially her herb bed. And she's waiting for the larvae, the butterflies, to come in and feast on them. So she's doing well, but she could use some rain.
Yeah, I think they're going to get it with this Cristobal going up through Louisiana, hopefully, over the next few weeks. It's going to give us some much-needed rain. So there we go.
So what have you been doing? I know you have a daughter that's been was bitten by a spider.
My daughter is a nurse. And she's a charge nurse over in Daytona Beach at Evan Health. And she went to sleep and woke up with a spider bite. And so it really escalated very quickly. And she had to get antibiotics for it. But then when they gave her all the antibiotics, her system started to shut down. So it was kind of scary there for a minute. But yesterday, that happened on Tuesday. And she wasn't, her body wasn't functioning enough for surgery. So yesterday they drained the site, and she's starting to recover now, so hopefully she'll be out soon. And just got to be real careful. If you get a bite and it starts to get infected, go to the hospital immediately. You don't want to take chances on that.
They think the spider was a brown recluse, right?
Yes, they do. She was up in North Florida, up in the Newberry area, and she was at an older house, and you know, because they're not, you don't find recluse spiders here.
No, not common.
But they come down in boxes and in luggage. Yeah. And if people move here from up north, that's where they find them. So just very scary. She's my pride and joy. And she's, thank goodness she was a nurse. And so she knew to get to the hospital right away.
What to do now. In the Daytona Beach area, you've seen some palms getting a pretty severe trimming, right?
Yeah, we're starting that bad habit of hurricane pruning, and I think some of the companies, they go out there and try and scare people and say you have to cut your trees so that they can withstand hurricanes. Palm trees withstand hurricanes very well, just even with all their fronds, and so you don't want to hurricane prune anything. So always use a certified arborist, but in Daytona Beach there was some that looked really sad.
I was going to say, it probably wasn't a certified arborist doing that job.
No, and it was down the medians, and they had three little fronds coming up from queen palms up from the top. It looked like it had a bad haircut.
And here's the problem with this: by taking off those fronds, you're weakening the palm, and so, you know, palms have enough problems right now. They don't need any extra problems from us.
That's right. And so pruning things causes stress and is just not necessarily a good thing. Always use a certified arborist, and you'll get out that. I'm also trimming my blueberries and blackberries right now. I did have someone call me and say, where are the blueberries? And I go, well, you had them about 2.5-3 months ago. There's none out right there right now. If you didn't get them, the squirrels or the birds did. So they missed the boat on that one. But
and something else on your list here was to make sure you shut off your irrigation devices if it's raining.
That's it. You know, we do have, you know, it's a state law that you have to have a rain shutoff device on your irrigation system, and if you have an automatic timer on it. And this is a time to check that and make sure that the cork is fresh. If you haven't checked it in a couple of years, now's the time to do it, because you want to save money, but also save the water. And our grass for the next 3 months, Tom, isn't going to need any water.
We hope.
Yeah.
But it's a good time also to make sure the irrigation system is operating properly, because, like I said, it's been plenty of growth right now. And so some of those heads may be covered over. And if you don't expose them now, the pop-ups, you may not find them for a long time.
That's true. And also, too, when we start to mow often, they sometimes get hit, and you're irrigating an area that shouldn't be, and it's maybe even at the asphalt road. So you want to check them on a regular basis there. So also, let me just tell real quick, my June newsletter, you can go up to my website, she-consulting.com, and you can get June's newsletter. I have it at talk about rain gauges and different kinds you can get, and a lovely design for pollinator gardens, magical pollinator container garden, and an update on my Brandywine Garden Extravaganza tour that was scheduled for this summer. Well, I got good news about that, so you can find out more at she-consulting.com. And we're going to be back with Mark Peters of Peters Croton Nursery, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. We'll be right back.
Going boating? There are many beautiful things to see and many distractions. As captain of your boat, it is your responsibility to always be aware of your surroundings. This includes what you see and hear. Scan in all directions for boats, paddlers, swimmers, and objects you could strike. Listen for approaching boats and always err on the side of caution. As the captain, put your phone away while underway. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Legend had it that the first person to enter the pool after the water ripples would be healed. Each day, many people who were sick and desperate sat watching, waiting, and hoping. One man who had been paralyzed for 38 years caught Jesus' eye. "Do you want to get well?" Jesus asked. It was a seemingly ridiculous question, so the man became defensive. "No one is here to help me into the water." His victimization mindset was to blame others. Can you relate? Maybe you've been disappointed over and over, or the situation is totally out of your control, an illness, a sudden layoff, or broken trust. Sometimes it seems safer to stay stuck in your misery. But what did Jesus say to the man? He said, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." The man had to trust Jesus to be healed. Then his life of depending on others could turn to dependence on God. Don't just wait by the pool hoping for a miracle. Put your trust in Jesus and get up and go. This is Brian Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
We are so fortunate throughout the state of Florida to be able to grow the most beautiful tropicals all year round. I love that. My favorites include cordylines, dracaenas, crotons, gingers, orchids. Okay, every tropical is wonderful to grow. So I love growing them all. But do you know how many different varieties there are in the world? With cordylines, there are over 100 different types. That sounds like a lot, but with crotons, there are 675 varieties to plant. And with gingers, there are over 1,300 different types all over the world. When you look at landscapes in most neighborhoods, you see three or four of the same common species sold in stores. What if you could plant an exotic and colorful tropical that nobody in your neighborhood has? What if you became a collector of different types of crotons? With us today is Mark Peters of Peters Croton Nursery in Vero Beach. Mark was the vice president of the Horticultural and Living Collections of the New York Botanical Garden. He's going to tell us how we can start our own collection of crotons and cordylines, and you can find the ultimate croton of your dreams. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for joining Tom and I.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Good morning.
There you go, Joni. Thank you so much. Mark, the first time I saw your amazing crotons and cordylines was at the fabulous Lou Gardens plant sale. And I'm telling you, I came back and wrote a whole blog about all the different varieties you had. Your plants blew my mind.
Well, it's a privilege to be able to live in Florida and grow these plants. Not everybody can, and we're very, very lucky. But we're also lucky to have such wonderful botanical gardens. There's nowhere in the country that has the density of botanical gardens all over the state of Florida, especially southern Florida, to be able to take these plants there. And Lou Gardens is a perfect example of the kind of institutional support that gardeners have in Florida.
Yeah. Mark, how long have you been collecting and growing and selling these unique types?
Well, I've been doing gardening since I was 15 years old, but the tropicals probably about almost 20 years.
Yeah, this must be a real change for you coming from New York and into Florida, setting up a nursery and everything. I mean, different climate, different situations.
Well, you know, there's basic gardening rules that you can use, but when it comes to working in the tropics, it's a whole lot different than the temperate zones, and it was a big, big learning curve. And I hear that all the time from my customers. I don't know how to grow plants in the tropics. Well, we'll teach you.
That's so true. So, Mark, everyone recognizes the pink and burgundy Hawaiian tie. What other combination of that cordyline fruticosa are that people don't know about? What are the color combinations?
Well, there's beautiful shades of white and cream, pink, magenta, there's purple, there's orange, there's so many different combinations and variations. And just like crotons, you have leaf forms that will just blow your mind. There's little tiny leaves, like on Fairchild Red, that are a half an inch wide. And on crotons, you have Picasso, where they're a quarter inch wide. And then you have giant leaves that are a foot or a foot and a half long. And everything in between.
Yeah, I guess, Mark, one of my questions is, how do you find all these? I mean, I go out to a typical garden center, and as Teresa said, you find two or three or maybe four different varieties, but you have a whole bunch of them. Where do you find them?
Well, these are becoming grandma's plants, heritage plants. It's very difficult. There used to be a wonderful croton society, and you could find other croton collectors and share plants with them, but now you have to go to the botanical gardens to plant sales, and it doesn't matter if it's crotons or cordylines. Everything is being reduced in our society. When you go to Home Depot and you want to buy a gas grill, there's not as much of a selection as there used to be, and that's the same thing with plants. They've reduced the selection, but they've lowered the price, and that makes everybody happy.
Now, Mark, one of the reasons why we started talking just this last couple of weeks is I got a great email about the open house. So tell me why you're having open houses right now for visiting your nursery.
Well, you know, as old as I am, I've learned that you have to adapt in this world. And the way we've learned to adapt during the pandemic is to open our nursery to folks that want to get these plants for their garden, either by appointment or now we're open Saturdays with no appointment necessary. This is the first time in 16 years of selling plants that we've been open to the public, but this is the only way that people can come to our nursery. They work on during the week, and so if they need to come there Saturday, we're available for them to do that. And we're just drive right in. You can come to the nursery, no appointment necessary.
So where are you located in South Florida?
We're in Vero Beach. We're right on the East Coast, in the middle of the East Coast. We're on Old Dixie Highway. It's a little tough to find because of the geography of Vero Beach. But if you call me and you get lost, we're there. But we're right in Vero Beach. We have a beautiful nursery there.
That's a lovely day trip for us in Central Florida. And so you're also online. Are you able to ship plants?
Well, of course we ship plants. We've been shipping plants for 10 years all over the United States, Hawaii, California. We have many customers that collect rare and unusual plants. We have new customers that are just getting involved in Crotons and want something different, and they find it very easy to receive their plants in packages with UPS and FedEx these days and the parcel service. We can get plants overnight or in 2 or 3 days to people very easily.
Yeah. And how do we find you online?
Well, we have a beautiful website. My wife, Deirdre, is an accomplished author. She has 2 or 3 books and several articles to her credit, and she has designed a beautiful website called Peter's Croton Nursery. And it has all sorts of information about the nursery, but more than that, we try to educate people, and there's lots of information about taking care of plants, and it's very easy to find on the web.
Good. Now, Mark, our program, of course, goes throughout the state of Florida. What advice would you have for our listeners in North Florida where it does freeze?
Well, they would be in the same category as any northern plant grower. They need to plan on bringing the plants indoors for the winter time. Of course, Crotons and love sun, and you need to put them in a sunny window, but program the plant to come inside out of the cold in the month of October or November. We have some customers that collect plants up in Ocala, but needless to say, they put them in a greenhouse for the winter time. So anything above Orlando needs to be taken indoors.
So it is grown in containers.
Yeah.
That's right. You need to grow them in containers.
Yeah. Now, even in our area, the Coeur d'Alenes, the Thai plants, the pea plants, will get cold damage. So, and people keep them in the ground. So what do we do for those at the end of winter?
Well, one of the most important things that you need to do with these plants is to cut them back. When we give our instructions to our customers, we don't recommend cutting them back. We tell them that it's mandatory. If you don't cut them back, that it's then they're not going to be full and bushy. They're going to be tall and leggy. So all these plants need to be cut back probably on a yearly basis. Not a lot. It only takes 1 or 2 snips to make a beautiful plant. But all these plants will elongate, and you need to cut them back and make them bush out.
And that's both the Crotons and the Coeur d'Alenes.
Absolutely. Coeur d'Alenes are more vertical. You mentioned that they're in the Dracaena family. Prior to about 1920, the botanists had them classified as Dracaenas. They're very closely related, but they are a different genus now. And, of course, with DNA, they're changing plant botany and physiology all the time. But cutting them back is absolutely important if you want to have a nice, full, bushy plant.
So, Mark, go ahead and give us your hours and times and your website again so people can come visit you. And you do give private tours.
Yes, absolutely. We will show people around the nursery and all the beautiful plants. So they can come 6 days a week, 5 days by appointment, and Saturday we're open from 10 to 1 or any other time that people would want to come. The only day we're closed is Sunday.
There you go. And what is your website address?
The website is peterscrotonnursery.com.
There you go. And it's a great, and you have information if people would like to go up on your website and they can see how to grow them too, and they can see all the different varieties. That's what I love. It's got great, beautiful photographs of what you are growing. And then also too, online, people can order them online too as well.
Well, there's a creative genius behind that, and that's my wife, Deirdre.
Now, now you talked about two books real quick. We're going to come up on a heartbreak, but you talked about two books. What are these two books that you recommend if somebody's interested in collecting Crotons and Cortelines?
Well, you know, one of the giants in the horticulture field who passed away a few years ago was Dr. B. Frank Brown. Many people know of Valkyria Gardens in the Melbourne area. Dr. Brown was an esteemed horticulturist for 50 years, had a wonderful nursery, wonderful garden, had open houses there, and he wrote many books, monographs on specific plants. The book on the Cortelline and the book on the Crotons are both out of print. We do have them available, reasonably priced. You can buy them on the internet, on eBay or Amazon. But they're the Bible that has lots of wonderful pictures as well as information on how to grow these plants.
Thank you so much, Mark. We certainly appreciate you coming on today. And thank you for letting us know about your open houses. We'll be talking soon. All right. Tell Deirdre we said hi. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, if you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at our new number, 407-916-5400. And you can also text us at 23680. We're here to answer your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Legend had it that the first person to enter the pool after the water ripples would be healed. Each day, many people who were sick and desperate sat watching, waiting, and hoping. One man who had been paralyzed for 38 years caught Jesus' eye. "Do you want to get well?" Jesus asked. It was a seemingly ridiculous question, so the man became defensive. "No one is here to help me into the water." His victimization mindset was to blame others. Can you relate? Maybe you've been disappointed over and over, or the situation is totally out of your control, an illness, a sudden layoff, or broken trust. Sometimes it seems safer to stay stuck in your misery. But what did Jesus say to the man? He said, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." The man had to trust Jesus to be healed. Then his life of depending on others could turn to dependence on God. Don't just wait by the pool hoping for a miracle. Put your trust in Jesus and get up and go. This is Brian Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
More from Better Lawns and Gardens. You can call us at 407-916-5400 or you can text us at 23680. I just have to give a shout out, Tom, to Beverly. She sent me some photographs of her wildflowers and also her tomatoes and her cooking, and they just looked amazing. Love to see photographs.
Yeah. Aren't those tomatoes big?
Wow. They are. They were amazing. I was really jealous. So,
me too.
And so if you'd like to give us a call, Tom, do you have a text message?
I have several of them, but why don't we get Joni up first? What do you say?
Why do we do that? Joni can give us a buzz on cicadas.
Okay, now?
Yeah, you're on.
have you ever been stung by an insect? You're not sure what it could be? Some insects aren't very obvious, but carry a punch. This would be the twig ant that for some produces a sting like a wasp. In case you haven't noticed, there's a bug in your yard, and most likely it's looking for you or one of your neighbors right now. They are often called twig ants, but their real name is the elongate twig ant. If you live in any part of central, northeastern, coastal, southern counties in Florida, you probably have these little monsters in your yard, and they are out in large numbers. This is the bad part. They're out there right now. Ah. This mean tempered ant came to us from Mexico. It's a solitary ant in less than a half an inch long with a black head and large red eyes. Its body is reddish orange with a black posterior. It's usually seen on wood fencing, plants, shrubs, trees, and they are most likely seen on you. It resembles a wasp, and it doesn't have wings. It may catch your eye as it darts very quickly and erratically, trying to avoid being caught or cornered. I tried to catch one to have it identified, but it was not an easy thing to do at all. They live in small nests, which may be found in hollow twigs or high up in large trees. They feed on live insects and collect honeydew from sap-sucking insects. He doesn't allow like too much of a threat, does he? Cute little ant just going about his business. But remember, I did call it a monster at the beginning. Well, this cute little ant can sting worse than a hornet. The voice of experience speaks. This ant can drop from a tree or even appear on you from out of nowhere. Now, if you see one of these ants on your arm, leg, or do not cry to hit it, don't do that. You will get stung, believe me. You just flick it off.
Very good, Johnny. I thought we were going to do cicadas, but we did the twig ant, which is just fine. So
there you go. We got it.
We'll save the cicada till next week.
they're still going to be hanging around.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about it is, I don't know, Teresa, have you ever been through one of the cicadas hatching in the 17-year locust, the periodic cicada?
I have not been in the areas where they've had the 17-year ones, but I have seen cicadas, dead ones, in their little shells in the garden.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, I was through one of those hatches for the 17-year cicada, and the cicadas were everywhere, and the noises were loud, and they were laying their eggs in the cherry trees, the crab apples, things like that, and just destroying the trees. So Joni will pick up on that next weekend. We'll hold her to that.
There you go. I know, because I think people, I've gotten a couple questions on them, so they want to know. That'll be great. Tom, you said you had a text message?
I've got several here. One of them is the Mysore raspberries. We talked about that last week a little bit. It's a tropical raspberry, and it says sometimes their leaves turn yellow and then get brown on them, and I have to cut those leaves off, they said. Is there a way to prevent it? My comeback on that would be that these are tropical. They like the tropical conditions, so right now they should be feeling at home.
Right. They'll start to look better soon.
Yeah, and I think the moisture and a little bit of fertilizer is probably going to help them along.
There you go. Okay. Great. Well, we have Nancy in Mount Dora. Good morning, Nancy. You're on with Tom and Teresa and Joni and Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Teresa, this is Nancy, your fellow master gardener.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah. Listen, I've been listening to your croton information. And after listening to that YouTube about the demise of insects on the earth, I've been taking a look at my plants and saying, what insects do you benefit and I'll keep you? What environmental benefit does crotons have besides snails liking them?
Wow. So they do produce a flower. You
right.
know, it's you don't see them often, but they can do that. But they also, provide a cover for in the shade areas and in the sun areas for insects and butterflies underneath them. So I would think they're beneficial. Tom, what do you think?
Yeah, and wildlife of all sites, types, such as the anoles, the little lizards that we see out there.
Yes.
And they're feeding on insects that might be in the crotons also. But we have them, Joni and I keep them around our pool area.
Yes.
And Joni likes to cluster several plants together. I'm not sure I'm in
yeah.
favor of that, but she likes it, so we do it. And
smart man.
You're right. And they don't drop the leaves and things into the pool like other plants do. So I like them for that purpose. Plus all the color. I mean, they're just all different types. Like Mark was saying, there's more than you can find at your local garden center quite often, at least big box stores anyway. So they just add a lot of variety to the landscape. They provide shelter for insects. We'll even find birds flying in and out of them.
There you go. Thank you, Nancy. That was a great question. We've got Lauren in St. Cloud.
I have a Senna privet that has a bunch of seed pods. Is it good to just cut those seed pods off?
This is a sinensis type privet, you're saying?
It's the Senna, the tall, skinny Senna with a bunch of seed pods.
You know, the seed pods are of no value, so I just go ahead and cut them off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to raise it from seed.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
I think we better take a break, huh?
We are going to take a break, and we're going to have more of your phone calls and text messages when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you tired of your persistent window issues? Fog inside the glass? Drafts? Are they difficult to open or close? If you have any of these problems, Renewal by Anderson can help. Renewal by Anderson is a replacement window division of Anderson Windows. For a limited time, buy one, get one 40% off. Plus, get 12-month special financing with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now to schedule your free window diagnosis. Our windows are made with our exclusive Fibrex composite material. It's 2 times stronger than vinyl, won't warp or rot, and never requires painting. All backed by an industry-leading limited warranty that covers both product and installation. Call now to buy one, get one 40% off, and take advantage of our special 12 months financing offer with no interest and no money down. Call 800-692-4261 now. That's 800-692-4261 now. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Offer ends June 30th. Not valid with other offers. Minimum purchase required. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for limited warranty details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. We have taken your phone calls right now. We have Lauren in St. Cloud, and she's got a question about crotons. Good morning, Lauren.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I enjoyed the segment you had. I have three quick questions. First, is it too late to trim my croton?
No.
Okay, great. The next one is I planted an avocado from seed. This is the first year it's had any amount of substantial fruit. Second year fruiting. I'm losing a lot of them, and it looks like it's rotting around the stem. Could that be due to all the rain?
How old is the tree?
It's probably going on 7-8 years now.
Okay. Well, you've done well. That's about normal for it. Yeah. You know,
okay. When
they start to drop fruit, the tree can only support so many fruits. And when they start to decide which ones they want to drop, you'll get what they call an abscission layer. And it's a little layer it forms at the base of the fruit. And it looks like a rot, and they're just going to fall off. I don't think it has anything to do with the rains. Outside of the tree is just deciding what it can keep and fill out and mature.
But I don't think
it's a rot problem.
My next question is, if I may, I bought some organic 666 to put on my yard for the second fertilizer. And it looks like you can put this stuff everywhere, like on fruits, vegetables, which is what I've been doing. Is there any place I shouldn't be putting this, like around my fruit trees or anywhere I should avoid?
No, I think it's fine. You don't necessarily want to fertilize your lawn anymore this summer. But, Tom, 666 is fine to use.
Yeah, 666 used to be the standard. I mean, that was what was out there 20-30 years ago. And they would have 25% organic, 50% organic, 100% organic. Go ahead and use it. Vegetables, flowers, fruit trees, no problem at all. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling in. Now, Tom, do we have time to take your text messages?
I've got one right here. And it's all relating to the crotons and Thai plants. And it says, When and how much are you supposed to cut them back? You want to help us out there?
Sure. You know, you can take a third of the plant off at any time and it will grow. But crotons and also you want to leave a few leaves on it, but you can take it down, you know, a foot, depending on how tall it is, six to eight inches, you know. So I would just take each plant individually, but cut it off where it's starting to get leggy and it'll sprout right back out from it.
Yeah, I think that's the key word there. If it's starting to get leggy, like our crotons normally grow pretty dense. Joni, I think out there on the patio, we wouldn't be pruning those very much at all.
No.
Yeah. And if there's something that's out of bounds, you'll go through and prune it back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or something's dying off.
Sure.
You know, the only thing Joni does.
You're not
a
supposed
lot
to
of,
say that, Joni.
Okay.
The only thing I do see her go through is if some of the leaves look like they're getting ready to fall, we'll pick those off so they don't fall onto the patio and blow into the pool or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think crotons, you know, unless they're leggy, probably not going to need a lot of pruning. Now, Thai plants, you know, I have the real problem with them because they do get lanky and they start to get dark leaves, leaf spots, especially during the winter months. And I think the pruning really helps them.
Well, here's what I do with Thai plants. Usually they come in groupings of two or three in a pot. And so you have two or three together. And I just cut one and then wait a couple of months for it to sprout out again. And then I cut another one so that you don't have all three just sticks in the ground. So I kind of time it so that when they start to get leggy, I just take off one and lower it and then cut the next one a few months later when the other one's filled out a little bit. So it looks normal.
Yeah. Now, as a person, a landscaper, what do you do with the Thai plants in the springtime? I mean,
cut them right down. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. Just like the ornamental grasses, you know, in January and February, especially if we're having a warm winter, you may want to wait until the end of February, first part of March, if we're having a cold winter. And they always listen to us here at Better Lawns and Gardens, and we'll tell them when to cut them back. Cut them in the springtime really helps out, you know, for a lot of plants. A lot of tropicals can use it after the wintertime, you know, hit. There you go. So we're going to be right back. We have Lance Walheim coming up. He's an author, farmer, and well-known horticultural expert and a good friend to Better Lawns and Gardens. And so we're so happy to be here with you this morning. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.